I was born
Worth. All the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today. The value of coin increased by 0.01 cents today to $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
This is an interesting story. Shane and Jack sent home from the Australian camp ahead of the FINA World Championships in South Korea back in 2019. She returned a positive sample taken from a training camp in Cairns that June. 4-year doping ban, and we learned today that it's been halved. And our uninformed questions for Phil Lutton from Fairfax Media, who's been good enough to join us. Good morning to you, Phil.
Morning, gentlemen.
Is why? How come? If this was an overseas athlete, would we be sitting here going, oh, they're not taking this seriously. What's going on? Why did Shayna Jack have a suspension halved from 4 years to 2 years?
Yeah, well, Shayna had the same sort of rights to appeal as any other athlete in the world. So she was given her 4-year ban from ASADA here, and then she appealed that to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, of course, based in Switzerland. She appeared in September via video link, put her case forward, and we learned late last night that they have halved her ban for 2 years, which is a really good outcome for her. It essentially means her career's been saved. 4 years, even though she's still young, pretty much ends her career. But 2 years allows her to get back in the pool in the middle of next year. It's going to be too late for Tokyo, but for her now, there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and she can actually try and look forward to doing something productive in the water again.
So this is not an Australian court. This is the world body, Court of Arbitration for Sport. It's arrived at the conclusion that she didn't knowingly take the banned drug ligandrol, which is some sort of anabolic steroid derivative. How can they arrive at that? So what was her, how did she explain how it got into her system, or how do they arrive at, because I'd imagine every athlete goes, hey, I didn't do it knowingly. So how do they arrive at this conclusion?
Yeah, well, they arrive at the conclusion her legal team were confident they could put a pretty good case forward. But the thing about CAS as opposed to ASADA is you can actually be in front of the court and present your case and speak to an arbiter. In this case, it was just the one arbitrator from CAS. And quite simply, he found her to be a compelling and believable defendant, as opposed to, if you remember what happened when Sun Yang went to CAS, they noted in their case notes that they didn't really feel like he was believable or putting any, he just didn't appeal to the court.
Sure.
Shane was able to say to the court, look, she really pled her case. She had some good legal arguments, I think, which will come out a little bit later. We don't know too much about what her team presented. They simply said they didn't know where it came from, but in the same token, the amount of ligandrol in her system was absolutely minute, which doesn't always count for much. But it just all added to the overall picture. Quite simply, they believed her when she said, I did not take this drug knowingly.
Hey, Phil, you've kept in contact with her, Shayna Jack, right throughout this, and I know you've spoken to her since this judgment came down. What's been her reaction?
She's overwhelmed, I think, is probably the right reaction. It's been a really tough ride for her. And look, obviously, she got hit with an anti-doping violation, so that's serious stuff. And she still has to serve an anti-doping ban. So it's not like she's got off scot-free here. She can't swim again until the middle of next year. She misses an Olympic Games. So she knows this is much better than the other alternative, which was to uphold that 4-year ban, and that really would have been the end of a career. You just can't spend that much time out of the water and expect to come back as an elite athlete. So, look, she's overwhelmed. I think she's going to take some time to digest it all. But she feels like there's been some vindication for her because lots and lots of people did not believe her when she said, I didn't take the drug knowingly. Because as you guys said, every athlete says that. She maintained that from the outset. It's been a hard fight. It's cost her hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's been very draining and difficult in that system. I mean, she had paparazzi outside her house. She was called a disgrace, a cheat. You know, shame on front pages. This is a kid that went from a nobody to front page news overnight. So it's been challenging for her. There's no doubt about it.
I appreciate you jumping on and giving the background. Phil, really, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries, guys.
Phil Lutton from Fairfax Media. And I wasn't I just wanted to know, did she say, I ate some meat? Or, you know, all these other excuses we've heard. She just simply said, I don't know how it got there.
Exactly.
So they've looked at her, thought she was a compelling witness to her own situation, and the minuscule amount is what led to her having that half. She didn't have it chopped away altogether.
No, she's
cut
still
from
serving
four down to 2 years.
Yeah, a 2 year ban is still significant. And also, what she has been through has also been significant. And Phil outlined what it has cost the family, too, in terms of dollars to actually fight this case.
Ray, I got your text about, I won't go into the whole thing, about some mental illness. Very dangerous, Ray, to try and diagnose that from afar. That's all I'd say from that point of view. But I understand where you're coming from, but I think it's a bit of a leap. And on that front, we're here for Coin. Shop local with coin.com.au and win. And reminder, there's just one more chance, Wispy. We're going to give it away the 27th of November. The Toyota Caller of the Year gets a Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive. We'll announce the last winner tomorrow. Own a Toyota, download the My Toyota app today.
And when we come back, I want to just tell you a little story. It's not a long story because I know you don't like a long story. It's a short story, but I just want to tell you a story about how quickly a player or players can move on and how differently they may see a circumstance from the coaching staff.
I'll keep everyone holding on.